In the food bank kitchen, Linda McKinney stands over a stove making pasta sauce.
Basically, through the years, I've tweaked it, but it's my nonna's sauce is what she taught me. All our noodles were homemade. Everything was homemade. And we would basically make that once a week.
Sometimes, McKinney makes this sauce at the food pantry for volunteers. But most of the food the pantry gives away isn't homemade. It's packaged. Once a month, McKinney and a small group of volunteers provide shopping carts full of canned food, oatmeal, and macaroni and cheese.
I just never want anyone to go hungry because I watched as my grandmother provided for the children that lived in our hollow that would come in our yard and play, and she always had fresh bread, hard salami.
Linda McKinney and her husband Bob, a retired minister, have been running the Five Loaves food pantry since 2009. She says the need to help hungry people keeps growing in McDowell County. Last year, the food pantry gave away enough food to feed half the population of McDowell County. Now, Five Loaves doesn't keep track of customers who return month to month, so it could be a much smaller portion of the population who use the food pantry, but it's still a lot of food. McKinney says she serves laid-off miners and their families, and grandparents raising grandchildren. She says it's important to remember that most of us are equally vulnerable.
You know, you and I are probably just one paycheck away from poverty. I mean, it's just not the mines.
It's also now Walmart, McKinney says. The Walmart closure is a double whammy for the food pantry. 140 people were laid off, which means demand might go up at the pantry, but McKinney and her family have relied heavily on donations from Walmart. Last year, they received 95,000 pounds of donated food from the company. Walmart delivered the food at least 3 times a week. McKinney says when the superstore closed, she almost lost hope.
I was in a fetal position for 2 days. I cried. I said, what am I going to do? How am I going to feed? And then I just took a deep breath and I said, God will provide. And it does get overwhelming, especially with the children. It gets overwhelming.
Some people have stepped up to donate. A group of ATV tourists from North and South Carolina drove up a truckload of canned food. And in June, the food pantry received a huge donation of overstocked food from the Walmart Foundation. The donation came out of the blue and without an explanation.
I don't know why we got it, but we'll take, it was some very nice canned foods. And then the noodles, the macaroni and cheese, and they sent us green beans. So that right there is a meal.
Walmart wouldn't agree to an interview. But their communications director, Brian Nick, did send us an emailed statement that said the decision to close 154 Walmart stores was based on a variety of factors, including financial performance, but he didn't provide any specifics about the superstore closure in McDowell County. West Virginia University geography professor Bradley Wilson has been paying close attention to the Walmart closings. He says they can be really difficult for communities. That's especially true for towns where the small local store closed after Walmart first arrived.
Walmart convinces everyone to put all their eggs in one basket. But when you've got one person holding all the eggs and they drop them, all the people who put their eggs in that basket don't eat. So they're going to have to find another route to get access to food. They're going to have to start over again.
In McDowell County, there are locally owned grocery store chains. Goodson's in Welch, and Grant's in War. But these aren't big enough stores to supply the food pantry. So Linda has had to seriously rethink how she's going to continue feeding people in need.
My philosophy is you better learn to grow your own food, because if something happens to McDowell County and you would wake up and you would be the only person in McDowell County, you better learn to grow your own.
Desperate times call for creative solutions, and McKinney is hopeful as she heads back to work. Lately, she's had a lot of sleepless nights, but the anxiety doesn't seem to slow her down. Feeding people is a job that's never over. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in McDowell County.